I am
Patrick Boggs. This is my podcast, Mockery Rocks. Here is the thing, and I'm saying this in a slightly different way a few places on the WWW, the Worldwide Wigwam. I said respect the office. When the president went into the hospital, someone on Facebook said,
"Why? He doesn't."
And then some news sources said,
"Even though he is isolated,
he goes into the hospital.
Even though he is receiving treatment,
he is working. This may involve inventing a new definition of the word work. When a president works, he comes up with some sort of policy.
Does that sound at all like it might be something
President Trump could wrap his head around? To prove that while in the hospital, the president could have been working, they did a photo of him in a conference room, conferring with nobody. Some binders were in front of him,
and he might have been practicing writing the alphabet.
Mockery Rocks. Well, I guess he did come up with some policy because he came up with a tweet.
And this is according to Reuters News Service.
David Shepherdson and Tracy Rusinski writing for Reuters. Shares of multiple airlines fell after the president said his administration would back away from talks with congressional leaders over proposals to spend at least $1.6 trillion in additional relief funds for people who are, like, put out of work from the pandemic.
A key component was a $25 billion bailout for U.S. passenger airlines to keep tens of thousands of workers on the job for another 6 months. A prior $25 billion airline payroll support program had expired September 30th.
American Airlines, whose shares had been trading higher, reversed course to close about 4.5% lower after the president's tweet on ending talks, while shares of United Airlines closed 3.6% lower, Southwest Airlines stock fell 2.4% lower, and Delta Airlines shares closed 2.9% lower. American Airlines and United Airlines last week began laying off 32,000 workers, but had said they would reverse course if lawmakers might have reached some kind of deal, which the president put a stop to, I guess. Tweet on, policy tweeter. Airlines for America, the trade group representing major U.S. airlines, noted thousands of airline workers across the country have already lost their jobs and more furloughs are expected in the coming weeks. But the group added, there is a glimmer of hope that our leaders in Washington will act and save these jobs. The U.S. Travel Association said, with millions of Americans suffering, it is woefully short-sighted to end relief negotiations, and added that without immediate aid, 50% of all travel-supported jobs will be lost by December. An additional loss of 1.3 million jobs. Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, International President Sarah Nelson said, Trump issued one tweet to blow up the deal and leave millions of essential workers in free fall. Senate Republicans will own this cruel maneuver that puts our economy in a tailspin unless they demand COVID relief now. That's quoting the Lady Sarah of Flight Attendants, CWA International. U.S. airlines collectively are burning through about $5 billion of cash a month as passenger traffic has stalled at around 30% of the levels of the previous year, 2019. After tapping capital markets, they say they have enough liquidity to last them at least 12 months at that rate. But that airline liquidity is after layoffs, isn't it? Rocky's daddy is Patrick Boggs doing the podcast known as Mockery Rocks. And we're coming to you from Shizuoka, Japan. It is a part of this country that has near zero cases of coronavirus-19 for a few weeks. Zero new cases. Lower levels of infection than any other part of Japan. So we're doing okay. Looking at not the president, but the other guy running against him, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden traveled to the site of one of the bloodiest battles of the U.S. Civil War, promising to put politics aside and try to heal the country's widening racial, political, and economic divisions. Biden did not invoke the name of the present resident of the White House, but said the country was experiencing total, unrelenting partisan warfare that made it hard to tackle the coronavirus that has killed 210,000 people in the United States and cost millions more their jobs. Let's set the partisanship aside. Let's end the politics. Let's follow the science. Wearing a mask isn't a political statement. It's a scientific recommendation, Biden said, alluding to Trump's repeated refusal to wear a mask for safety even after he contracted the virus himself. What we need in America is leadership that seeks to de-escalate tensions, to open lines of communication, and to bring us together, he said, as president. That is precisely what I will do. Biden picked a dramatic spot for the speech, delivering it near the Gettysburg battlefield, where the Union Army pushed back advancing Confederate soldiers in 1863, a turning point in the Civil War. It was also where President Abraham Lincoln delivered his historic Gettysburg Address, citing the U.S. Declaration of Independence that proclaimed all people are created equal, a speech Biden made reference to. Biden also referenced Frederick Douglass, an escaped slave and abolitionist leader who once told Lincoln that his second inauguration address, decrying slavery and calling for national unity in the late stages of the Civil War, had been a sacred effort. We have to be dedicated to our own sacred effort, Biden said. Let us conduct ourselves as Americans who love each other, who love our country, and who will not destroy but will build. National opinion polls show Biden with a consistent lead over the president of the moment. Earlier, Biden had participated in a virtual fundraiser from Delaware that included U.S. Representative Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, the influential black lawmaker who helped revive the campaign of Joe Biden in the primaries. I played a song on the radio. You better walk and not look back. Something like that was Peter Tosh. I looked at the album and I said to myself, let's see here, what's another track on that album? And it said, I think, M-A-G-A, dog. It's something like MAGA dog when Peter Tosh sings it. Not MAGA. Make America great again indeed. Thank you so much for listening to our little podcast.